Japan's parliament yesterday passed a trimmed-down multi-billion-dollar budget in an attempt to gain control of the country's rising fiscal deficit. This is the second straight year of budget reductions for Japan, the developed world's most heavily indebted nation. For decades, Japan dominated Asia, but now it faces stiff competition from China, where wages are much lower. Many Japanese workers are struggling to adjust to this new reality. From Imabari, Japan, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Some cities were built on gold, others on the backs of great industries like steel or their modern-day equivalent, microchips. Imabari's fortunes were built on towels, thousands and thousands of towels manufactured here every year since 1897. As soon as you arrive at the city's spotless train station, you realize this is a town that takes its towels very seriously. Just past the ticket counter is a display of fluffy Imabari bath towels encased in glass like precious jewels. In a way, they are precious. You may think Japan's economy is powered by giant corporations like Sony and Toyota, but in fact, small and medium-sized companies like the towel makers of Imabari account for 75% of all jobs. They're still churning out the towels at factories like this one, but fewer and fewer every day. More than half of the 500 towel companies have gone out of business. The jobs have moved to China, where workers are paid 25 times less than in Japan. And no longer does made in China mean cheap quality. Motoki Hirabayashi owns a towel company in Imabari.
The quality of the Chinese towels is getting better and better all the time. And when it comes to price, we don't stand a chance. We just can't compete.
Hirabayashi complains that every time he comes up with a new design, his Chinese counterparts copy it, then mass produce it at a fraction of the price. He wants the Japanese government to temporarily restrict Chinese imports, in effect buying time so that Japan's towel makers can come up with a survival strategy.
I understand the realities of global capitalism, but this kind of rapid change all at once is too much of a shock. We don't want to end up like some countries in South America.
Japan is in much better economic shape than, say, Argentina, but some regions are beginning to acquire that grim sense of malaise found in dying industrial towns around the world. Here in Imabari, people shuffle about in no particular hurry. Even the piped-in music played on the main shopping street seems melancholy. No wonder half the shops here have closed. This is just about the only sign of economic life. Workers are expanding a prominent building located in the heart of the city. That might seem encouraging, but the building is the local unemployment office. When asked about the loss of jobs to China, most people here invoke the Japanese expression shikataganai. It can't be helped. But some say Japanese government policies are only making matters worse. We didn't lose our towel industry to China, says Takahiro Katakami, a local businessman. We gave it to them. He's referring to something called the Technology Transfer Plan, a Japanese government program that encourages economic cooperation between Japan and China. A group of Chinese businessmen boarding the weekly ferry from the Japanese port city of Kobe to Shanghai. They've just spent several weeks in Japan, courtesy of Kawasaki Heavy Industries. They've been studying the company's shipbuilding techniques, acquiring skills that they are now taking back home. The Chinese executives, like 28-year-old Zhang Shaowei, are brimming with confidence.
When I think of the Japanese economy, I am reminded of the Chinese proverb, prosperity doesn't last forever. Japan enjoyed its peak during the 1980s and 90s, but now it has started to decline. On the other hand, we Chinese are still young. We have the power and energy to grow. I truly believe that the age of China will come in the near future.
That prospect clearly worries many Japanese. Bookstores here are filled with sensational titles such as China Shock and The Ugly Chinese, echoes of the mood in Washington during the 1980s when Japan seemed poised to dominate the world economy. Now it's Japan's turn to sweat, with its economy shrinking and China's growing rapidly. Some say it's only a matter of time before the map of Asia is redrawn, this time with China smack in the middle.
I think it's inevitable, and I think it has been already happening.
Yoichi Funabashi is a columnist with the Asahi newspaper. He says Japan runs the risk of becoming strategically irrelevant.
Japan's power has been very much one-dimensional. It's economic and financial. And it is precisely in this field which Japan has suffered most and has self-inflicted most. So inevitably it has been translated into that weakening position of the Japanese global standing.
Others are more optimistic about Japan's future. They say it simply needs to respond more quickly to the realities of global capitalism. The U.S., after all, transformed itself from a mainly manufacturing economy to one based more on services. So, too, the optimists say, Japan must adjust, focusing on high-tech industries where it still has a clear edge over China, and worrying less about low-tech industries such as towel making. C.H. Kwan is an economist at a prominent think tank in Tokyo.
It's a process of metabolism. You have new industries emerging on one hand, and you give up old industries by relocating them to developing countries on the other. So it is this process that has kept the dynamism of the Asian Pacific region over the last 3 to 4 decades.
Besides, says Kwan, a bit of spirited competition from China might be just what Japan needs to jumpstart its own economy. All of this comes as little consolation for the towel makers of Imabari. They seem to recognize they're fighting a losing battle, but not everyone here is ready to throw in the towel. Motoki Hirabayashi says he's determined to outflank his Chinese competitors by stretching the very limits of towel technology. He demonstrates his company's latest products, non-stick towel coasters, towel scarves, towels made of organic fibers, even terry cloth bathrobes for dogs. Other Japanese towel makers are venturing further into niche markets. They've recently introduced luxury towels made with gold and silver threads. That's something the Chinese haven't copied, at least not yet. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Imabari, Japan.